Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Claude Stevenson. The ink on the 1847 Ojo del Oso Treaty between the Americans and the Navajo had hardly dried when raiding parties again descended on New Mexican settlements and absconded with livestock. U.S. Army troops sent in retaliatory expeditions were frustrated. Unable to locate the elusive people, or when they found them, the soldiers were unable to draw them into open battle. A larger force was deemed necessary to convince the Navajo that the Americans meant business. Colonel John Washington was dispatched in the fall of 1849 with 400 troops, including artillery, accompanied by 50 Pueblo volunteers, to impress upon the Navajo that depredations would not be tolerated. A party with headmen, including the then 70-year-old Narbona, a long-respected peace advocate near Two Gray Hills, was going somewhat well. The Navajo promised full restitution to recent victims, but would not turn over individual tribesmen for punishment. When a Navajo warrior was discovered to be riding a recently stolen horse, Colonel Washington demanded that it be immediately returned. The Navajo refused and hightailed it for the hills. Washington ordered his men to fire upon the retreating Navajo with rifles and cannon, and seven were killed, including Narbona, who was scalped by one of the U.S. troops. Enmity over the death of Narbona was exacerbated when the Army named the route through the Chuska Mountains to Canyon de Chelly, Washington Pass. After years of complaint, it was renamed Narbona Pass in 1992. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and K1M in Albuquerque.